What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we have another scripted reality. This will be number 23, and ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you that this one here is probably the funniest decode I have ever showed on this channel. So if you're somebody who likes to laugh, this decode will be for you. If you're somebody who likes stand-up comedy, this decode will be for you. And I try to get the message across here. Looking at this image, you see some relationships, some romance going on here. Right, some hugging and some kissing. You know what that leads to. And then I have the best picture that I could without, you know, giving it away, but giving it away. We have this tall building here, which if you can use your imagination, what do you think that would represent? Okay, a guy and a girl gets together and shalala. And then whoop. Well, that's the notion here for scripted reality number 23. And you know, this is coming from me taking a little bit of a break, like a 10-day break from the studio, doing a lot of research. And the last research I was doing was on a decode I have coming out on the Patreon. Big shout out to all you Patreon members. And the title will be Head of the Snake. So all right, so we're gonna get into all this kind of stuff, and let's begin. So, what's so very fitting for this scripted reality number 23 is that this has everything to do with blood, okay? Blood, and you know how a phallus ends up becoming a phallus. It's because you have blood flow increase if you're a dude, anyway. But again, of course, as fate would have it, God being a stand-up comedian, and this is, you know, I want to start it here, folks. I just, whatever created this reality, the part I like the most is the comedy, the jokes, the funny business, the insane comedy of this reality. So this is my final answer, that whatever the creator's a stand-up comedian, and it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if you don't have a sense of humor, if this kind of stuff offends you, then don't watch this. Just click off, right? Because I'm going to get a little bit funny here, because I'm going to just follow in the footsteps of whatever created this reality. All right? So we're going to start here. This is what I originally was going to do a decode on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're like, oh, I don't want to watch that one, trust me, this one will be so funny for you. So you want to stick around all the way through. This one's the funniest one I've ever done. As a guy, man, have you ever taken this before? Some people have to, you know, in order to get it up, right? So this is what I was starting with here. Let me just digress and tell you how I got started on this. I'm going to keep it really brief. I'm sitting there decoding Head of the Snake, right? The Head of the Snake decoded. I have that coming out. I was decoding that, and I had some show on Netflix in the background playing, and this guy ends up saying, hey, I took this pill, and it was about Viagra, right? It was in this drama, the show, and I just had it in the background, and I was like, okay, and I decided to take a look at it, and when I did, here we go. Now I got over 30 slides for that. Right. So again, I'm not in control of my reality. I am simply being the messenger here. I am being used. And this one is going to be a really, really fun one. So here we go, folks. We're going to start here, man. I'm going to laugh all the way through this one. That, you know, it's known as the blue pill. I didn't create this. I even found a pill with the logo that I use for this channel. Oh, my God. I'm sweating already. So you notice that snake and blue are a match, the number 16. And, you know, like, what does this thing look like? Hey, you got a snake in your pants. all right, so let's keep going, folks. So let's keep going. Now, did Pfizer do this, or was... Because all these things I'm going to show you, it's just... There's no way. There's no way. So this is what it treats. It treats erectile dysfunction. Oh, man. And erectile dysfunction is a 75, and it's so funny because Hey Lil, or Hell, the name given to... The crossover is Lucifer in the Hebrew, full Hebrew gematria, taken from Isaiah 14, verses 12, which is the serpent is the 75. And then, you know, Lucifer is 28 in Chaldean, erectile is 28. So the serpent tied to the snake, and you dudes out there, you get a snake in your pants. So now you know, man. And I told you, love is the trap, man. This entire reality is based on sex. That's why it's glorified so much, right? So put the snake back in your trousers, you guys. So this is where the fun starts, right? So here are the dates right here. The patent for sildenafil. God, it's such a tongue twister. Sometimes I have such a challenging time pronouncing these words. Sildenafil citrate. The patent for sildenafil citrate was issued on October 5th, and then they got the approval on March 27th. What is 27 and 5? What does that equal in math? 32. We're back to the snake in the trousers again, folks. All right, let's keep going here, ladies and gentlemen. So the application for the patent, I think it was issued. Yeah, the patent was issued on October 5th, right? And here is the October 5th card, the Four of Diamonds. And it has a big fat four on the card, right? How many blood types are there? Four. What is this treat? Erectile dysfunction, which is what? A lack of blood flow. Four diamonds is a red card. Blood flow. So... did Pfizer do this on purpose to get it this way? Well, consider the fact that Jack in the Box, the fast food restaurant, was founded on February 21st by Robert Oscar Peterson, and the February 21st card is the Four of Diamonds. I've covered this so many times. This is why I referenced the Four of Diamonds as the Jack stuck in the box, right? So think about it, folks. When you have erectile dysfunction, Jack is stuck in the box. It's not flowing. Are you seeing the humor in this, ladies and gentlemen? Jack is stuck in the box. Jack in the box. Yeah, tied to the serpent. Tied to the snake in your trousers if you're a dude. All right, let's keep going, ladies and gentlemen. When you convert it into the tarot, right? The 30th card for this Viagra patent was the Four of Diamonds, the 30th card. When you convert it into the tarot, the 30th card in the tarot is the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is this. The Eight of Wands means this, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want you to think about erectile dysfunction, blood flow to the penis, right? Well, they apply for the patent. Well, the patent was issued with the 30th card in the deck. The 30th card in the tarot is the Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands means fast movement. It means change, action, travel. And it's the Eight of Wands. How many blood types are there with the negative and positives? Eight. So we get the four blood types here. We get the eight total blood types here. And now, when you take that little blue pill, baby, look out, ladies. you get the fast movement of the blood. Oh my God, this one just kills me. And then how about this one right here? The drug name, sildenafil citrate. Sildenafil citrate, used to treat erectile dysfunction. It's a 54, the 54th card of the tarot. Mr. Winky's sleeping. How many guys make excuses? I'm tired. Oh, I have a headache tonight. So the drug is called sildenafil citrate. It's a 54. And it's used to treat Mr. Winky sleeping. It can't get up. So it wants to make a fast movement. Oh my God. Folks, I'm sweating here in my studio. Honestly, I'm laughing so hard because it's just so funny. All right, I'm just getting started with all this. So let's get into the breakdown of this this drug, sildenafil citrate. And now we're going to look at what's called the molar mass. I've done this with cannabis. I've done this with a few other drugs, psilocybin, did the decode on that, fentanyl. How about the molar mass for sildenafil citrate? Well, here it is, the molar mass. There's 22 carbons, 30 hydrogens, 6 nitrogens, 4 oxygens, and 1 sulfur. Got the serpent at the end, right? 474. Well, I'm going to bring that into mathematics, and you see that it's not a prime number, right? It's a composite number. There are 8 divisors, 8 known blood types. No coincidence there. Again, so folks, just to be very clear here, how on earth can a company to create a pill, how are they going to get all this in line like this? Because without this formula, this thing ain't working. So my answer is mankind is being used. That's it. That's my final answer. These outcomes should, I don't like using the word prove, but they should prove it to you that we're not in control of this reality. When you're a decoder and you look at the numbers. But anyway, what's the next prime in line? Who's the boss of the 474? The 479. The 479 is the boss of the 474, which is the molar mass of sildenafil citrate, Viagra, right? And it's the 92nd prime number. And what is the 92nd element on the periodic table? Uranium, which comes from the word Uranus. And there's the blood. Now, the funniest thing of it all, folks, if you didn't catch it, look at the icon chosen for uranium. What does that look like? Come on, folks. This is stand-up comedy by the creator, man. There's no way they're doing this on purpose like this. No way. Because again, this has a molar mass to it. In order for this pill to work right, and this wasn't even created for erectile dysfunction, it was created for angina of the heart. Heart, blood flow, lovemaking, heart. It's all subtleties, but it's there. But come on. I mean, how much more comedy can we get here? There's the phallus. Oh, man. It's too funny. All right. Let's get into the molar mass a little bit more, and I'm going to show you some more. I mean, if you're not laughing, why are you here? This is comedy at its finest. How to put this on stage, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do some mathematical equations now. I learned this from my friend Sharon. Sharon Jeffers, the great card reader. And this was pertaining to the 52 cards of a playing deck card, right? A playing card deck, excuse me, where she says if you get a number over 52, the total amount of cards in a deck, like if you get 75, you subtract 52 and you'll get your number and that will give you the card. You could do the same thing with the tarot. There are 78 cards, the most popular 78 cards in a tarot deck. And so I want to get a picture of what the molar mass looks like for Viagra, for sildenafil citrate. So we got to do it 4 times, 474, and we subtract the 78 4 times to get to 78 or below. And what do we get to? The number 6. And what's the sixth card in the tarot? Come on, folks. Come on. The Lovers, baby. And there's the serpent right on the tree. The whole story of the fallen angels going down and chasing ass and going after the women. Come on, folks. It's all scripted. This whole thing is a scripted reality. And you're seeing the finest layer of stand-up comedy by the creator here. There's no other way to chalk this up. All right. Now, if you think this is like, oh, can you duplicate that? Like, oh, that's cool. But, oh, that's just cherry picking. Well, let's do another one. How about the molar mass for this chemical? Glyphosate. Glyphosate is what they spray on weeds. It's a weed killer. It's also one of the main things that most of you are allergic to when you say you are gluten sensitive. Now, you're not gluten sensitive. You're likely glyphosate sensitive because that's what they spray on the wheat. But there's the molar mass for glyphosate using the same mathematical formula, the 169, subtract the 78 twice, you get the death card. It doesn't get any more clear than that. So we have the funny lover's card here from the molar mass of Viagra. And then we have death with glyphosate. I mean, does it work for every single one? Probably not. You'd have to dig a little deeper. I just randomly picked this, folks. Let me digress. I didn't pick it. It popped into my head. I'm like, oh, let me do another one because I know people are going to say, oh, yeah, you're just cherry picking. Well, there's another one right there for you, right? If you're saying that, you're on the wrong channel if you're saying that stuff. Like, I'm over it, man. So I'm totally over it. I don't need to defend this research. This research speaks for itself. Anyway, Pfizer first released Viagra on March 27th, 1998. The card for that is the nine of clubs. The nine. Right? And the nine is tied to serpent. If I go, just because I didn't do this, but if I go to numerology and I type in nine, you're going to see the 16. And 16 is tied to the word snake. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? So again, just more layers that Pfizer would have to get to mock you and to get one past you. No, ladies and gentlemen, Pfizer is being used by whatever created this reality. We're just here for entertainment. But let's bring some more comedy in this, shall we? What does the nine of clubs turn into in the tarot? The nine of the wands. What is sildenafil citrate treat? Erectile dysfunction. This is the wounded warrior. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Johnson is wounded. It's the snake that's wounded. Folks, how many did I show already so far that are just super funny? Like, this is my stand-up skit right here. Wow. The Wounded Warrior. The release of Viagra on March 27th. And it's the freaking Nine of Wands, which is the Wounded Warrior. And it means the wounded phallus, the wounded penis. Come on, man. The comedy in this. It's just so funny. It's just so funny. Let's keep going. How about the word Viagra? The trademark name, the registered trademark name for the chemical sildenafil citrate. Viagra is a 14, the 14th card in the cards of illumination, the ace of clubs. And what does it look like in the tarot? The ace of wands. What is that hand holding? Hey, honey, I took my pill. Oh, my God. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. This is just pure comedy, pure genius comedy from the creator, man. There's no other way to do it. And the man's not doing this. No way. This is pure genius. This is one of the fun things I like about this reality. All right. This is the Hollywood. This is tied to Hollywood and movies, but come on. Sex is so glorified. There's, you know, hey, honey, I took my little blue pill. Yeah, there you go, folks. Come on. The comedy in this is just really, really funny. This is the 23rd card in the deck. And remember what the 23 was, right? It's tied to blood. which is what erectile dysfunction is all about, the lack of blood flow. Well, this sure looks like there's a lot of blood flow going on. You take that blue pill and shazam, you get the iron rod, right? But but there you go, folks. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any more clear. Look at the phallus here and the phallus there. Come on, man. And remember that the molar mass was tied to the 479. 479 being the boss of the molar mass of the 474. So there you go. It just goes right back to this right there. It's just so connected, and it's so funny. It's really, really so funny. So getting to the tail end of this scripted reality 23, here's the astrological map for the release of Viagra officially on the world stage, March 27th, 1998. And I have another phallus there. It's the Tower card. Boy, we keep getting these penises all over the place. And why do I have the Tower card here? It's the 16th card in the deck. And what is the 16 tied to? The snake. Right? It's tied to the snake. But also, ladies and gentlemen, I have it right here because we have the wound of Chiron here. The wound of Chiron, where is it? In the 16th nakshatra. So as a decoder, I'm not so much concerned about the definition of Vishaka, of course. But if you go read about Vishaka, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to do this right on the fly. And you'll see that the Vishaka, okay, is a lightning bolt split in the shape of a V. Split pathways. What comes out of a snake's tongue? It's the split pathways. And there's Chiron, the wound. What is sildenafil citrate tree? The wound of the penis, erectile dysfunction. There it is right there. It's in the 16th nakshatra, which means the split, folks. The split. You can't get any more clear. This decode is probably going to be one of my favorites because it's so funny and because it's so there. Like, it's just, there's no denying this. This methodology, bringing astrology in with the tarot, the wound of Chiron, the wound of the penis. There it is. It's the Tower, right? And there it is, man, the ejaculation, which is why a guy takes the blue pill so they can bust one out, so they can please their woman. So you look at this map of the stars here, and this is general, right? But we have some activity here connected to Venus, the planet of love, Aphrodite. Where's she at? She's sitting in the 23rd nakshatra tied to the word blood. And remember, it's also tied to Uranus. And Uranus has the phallus on it from uranium because it's the 92nd element, which was the 479, which was the boss of the 474 molar mass. See how all this is connected here? All this is connected here. Sitting right next to Venus is Uranus. In the 22nd nakshatra. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. And we have the 16 with the snake. We have 16 with the word serpent in Hebrew. The Tower card. So now you know, ladies and gentlemen. You now have the eyes to see how scripted this reality is. And it's a funny script. And how astrology plays its role. How the tarot, how numerology, keeping it in Chaldean. We have some Hebrew here, but Chaldean's directly linked to Hebrew. I can tell you that. And then we also have Uranus here. How big was Uranus? Well, there's the phallus right there on the icon for the Royal Society of Chemistry. Big shout out to Royal Society of Chemistry. Boy, I like that. It's been a godsend, that website. For me, for a lot of decoders. And it's sitting in the 20... Now, I want to tell you all this, right? This is like 9 a.m. in the morning. I don't know when the official release was. I don't know when the business hours started, so the houses may not be accurate, right? But the nakshatras will be. And Uranus is in the 22nd nakshatra called Shravana. And the release of Viagra on March 22nd is the Nine of Clubs, which is the 22nd card in the deck. And there is that Uranus right there. There's the phallus. Want to get it up? Take the little blue pill. This is how valuable astrology is when you know how to read these charts and just forgetting about the definitions, although Vrishachakra is the split tongue. It's the split. It's the snake, the serpent, the two paths. It's so amazing, this and all this energy over here with the other, the co-partner of Aphrodite. We have Mars. Mars being in the 27th nakshatra. This was released on the 27th. Mars is all about your testosterone, right? Aphrodite, love making. Mars, the drive to want to do it, the testosterone. You got Mercury, the messenger there, the voice in your head, the way you think about that. And then you have Cronus there. Cronus is the ruler of Capricorn. That's where Venus, Uranus, and Neptune are. So you just cross-reference all this kind of stuff. There's more to it than just that. There's so much more in this entire chart. There's a lot more, but this is the big humdinger here for this breakdown. The wound, meaning the wound of the penis, the erectile dysfunction, the challenge, well, no more. You take the blue pill and that's the cure for that. You get rid of that. And, you know, remember that Libra, which is where Chiron is ruled by Venus, Aphrodite. And we come back up here and remember she's in the 23rd nakshatra and Uranus is 23. Right? And Uranus is in the 22nd nakshatra, which is the 22nd card, which is the release date, March 27th. You see how tight this is? This is so tight. This is so tight, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The funniest decode I've ever done. The funniest. And we're just getting closer and closer and closer. This is so tight, and this is where I'm going. The head of the snake I got coming out, it's just, it'll blow your mind. And that's going to be on Patreon. But ladies and gentlemen, I thought this one was so much fun, and they are just like, the amount of laughter in this decode was profound. And I hope you had a good time with this one. And I hope you, if you got offended, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I kept it as clean as I could, but I mean, come on. Like, don't go to a stand-up comedy show. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave it here. The wounded warrior, no more. Take that blue pill. You won't be wounded anymore. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to hear what you saw. Keep your comments coming. I'm going to open the comments back up. I shut them off because you know why? Because we have a bunch of people out there that can't handle this kind of stuff. They get angry or they get this and they want to insult. I'm going to delete the comments. So keep it cordial. You don't have to agree. You don't have to agree, but keep your comments cordial. I will just cut you out and you won't return. I promise. Right? You don't have to agree, but just keep it cordial. That's it. If you want to leave a comment. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.